Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Folks, want to let you know to join a WWL Odyssey Conversation Special, the State of Mental Health. That's tonight at 8 p.m. Mental health's gotten more attention in recent years, but it hasn't gotten better. Join us as we explore how the mental health industry navigates natural disasters, personal trauma, and when people recognize that something may just not be okay. Join us for the next Odyssey Conversation, State of Mental Health. That's 8 p.m. on WWL and the Odyssey app. And Charlie, honestly, I'm kind of checking my mental health after, like, we got that Nick Nuke from Nick Friedel talking about that Joe Dumars, one of the top priorities should be to trade Zion Williamson. And I know we talk about it and there's a speculation around it, but man, it's really hard to wrap my head around what kind of value you're going to get returned for this kid.
I think you at least heavily consider it if you win the lottery. If you win the lottery and get the number one overall pick and win the Clipper
flag. Wipe your hands, fresh slate.
Yeah, that's what you do. And then whatever you get in return for Zion is going to be kind of the chest that you can use to build around Clipper flag. I think that I struggle to think there's a universe where the Pels win the lottery, take flag, and don't hit a reset. Don't you think? I mean, there's a couple pieces on this team like DeJounte Murray and CJ McCollum that are kind of older, and maybe you sell off of them as well. But just generally speaking, I think that gives you the chance to hit the reset button.
I just think about a healthy Pels squad with Trey Murphy and DeJounte Murray, Herb Jones, I don't know, and adding a flag in the mix with Zion seems like it'd be a boost for this team instead of trying to hit the reset button.
I guess. And listen, there's some other prospects up there that I think if you don't get like the Clipper flag lottery and you get still the number two pick and you can get like a Dylan Harper out of Rutgers or the three pick, and then you can kind of decide between Baylor's BJ Edgecombe or Rutgers' Ace Bailey. You know, even if you aren't lucky and you don't end up in the top four, because those are four prospects that I just listed off, that will go in the top four picks. At pick five, you know, maybe Derek Queen from Maryland, the big man. I know that a lot of people like Kamen Malawach, the center from Duke. You know, I think he kind of already had that in Missy. So there's some options that the Pelicans have here.
There's another young name you mentioned too that's, you know, you like what you saw from him rookie year.
Absolutely. And, you know, Trey Murphy's a core building block. He's going to be here for a long, long time, and he's going to have a successful NBA career. Hopefully that, you know, ends up in some all-star appearances for him personally as well. It just feels like if you're the Pelicans, and this is a legitimate question that Dumars and Weaver and the front office are going to have to answer, that if they do get lucky and get that top pick in the lottery, what do you do? Do you just throw Clipper flag into the mix with what you already have? Or do you say, okay, this is a potential reset that we can hit? I think it's an option. And, you know, either way doesn't necessarily sound like a bad option. I'm pausing because I think Arkansas just hit a three-run tank here, Steve, to take a 5-0 lead over Texas.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, Texas is not looking too hot on their first real road test here. But it's a legitimate question that Dumars and Weaver in that front office will have to answer. What do we do if you win that top pick? Now, if you don't get the top pick, and Clipper flag is the only one that I would say, you know, hit the reset for. If you get, you know, a Dylan Harper or an Ace Bailey or VJ Edgecombe, that's where you can say, okay, we'll throw them into the mix with the core that we already have. That would make more sense to me, in my opinion.
I guess the hardest part for me is, you know, the talent that Zion Williamson is. There's no denying it. Yes, the availability is the problem. And there's been a few off the court issues with being tardy for practice or for flights. I'm hoping that can be in check and that is not a complete attitude adjustment that, you know, this kid needs. But man, just what he provides on the court, he is special in this league.
It's like an angler fish, you know what I mean? Like with like the light, and that's the talent of Zion Williamson. Like, oh, you keep hanging
I can't
on to
get
it,
off of it.
No, and I understand, but that's what Nick has been saying on, and he said it, as he mentioned, on the station quite a few times, that until the Pelicans wash their hands of Zion Williamson, it's going to be the same thing every single year.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.